Around 200 people met on the banks of the Yule River just out of Port Hedland on Friday to raise their concerns about a lack of community consultation around proposed amendments to the Aboriginal Heritage Act. Representatives from Aboriginal communities from across the Pilbara region are calling on the WA government to rethink proposed changes to the legislation. ABC Northwest's Alex Hyman and Lucy Bell attended the meeting and spoke to those who were there.
I'm Doris Eden, I'm a Nyamal woman. And we in Yule River, they call it Kagurga. We are meeting up here about our heritage, changes of our heritage act. We're fighting for our heritage, the amendment of our heritage, and we didn't get the opportunity to be in consult with our heritage.
The state government is looking at putting forward a bill, some amendments to a bill to the Aboriginal Heritage Act. What are your concerns?
Well, I don't believe in that bill to go, shouldn't go ahead, because they didn't consult with traditional owners from our country. And DIA should be looking after Aboriginal people, but they just went on their own and set this bill up. And we don't. We came here together. We want to get to our minister to say we want a fair go and negotiate with the Heritage Act.
The Minister for the Pilbara, Brendan Grylls, is here. He's heard everyone speak today. What would you like him to do?
Like, we're going to put something, I hope we're going to table it at the Parliament. And we are pleased that he did be available here. And sadly, other guy, Mr. White, didn't been here because sad. He had a sad news. He would have been here, and for Mr. Chappell being here as well. And Brendan Grill did make his time to be here, and we are very happy for that.
And what would you like to see happen then? What is the best outcome for you?
Oh, well, we should form a group, some sort of group that take a petition across to either to Canberra or to Perth.
What should it contain?
Well, when against the mining, we just want to make sure we want to protect our heritage the best way we can.
Simon Hawkins, CEO of Yamaji Malba Aboriginal Corporation. Look, we've had a significant number of Aboriginal people, over 200 people, attend a bush meeting to voice their concerns about the changes to the Aboriginal Heritage Act. We've had members as far north as Bijidanga, far south as Yamaji members, and also Western Desert people attend. So vast number of people from different regions attending to raise their concerns. So they're structured around the fact that there's a lack of consultation. There's been no consultation with grassroots Aboriginal people in the lead up to the proposed changes to the legislation. There's lack of consultation built into the actual legislation whereby the CEO of Department of Aboriginal Affairs can amend a site and not have to come back and consult with traditional owners. However, they're required to consult with developers such as the miners over any proposed changes. That just seems to be ridiculous. The second key issue is why are we dealing with legislation on heritage that is far different to built heritage, where the protection regimes for built heritage is far superior to Aboriginal heritage. And that's wrong.
Anthony Dan, I'm a Wadjuri person from the Murchison. I just think it's important to have a discussion with other native title groups about, you know, the proposed changes to the Aboriginal Heritage Act. You know, what they're proposing isn't fair. Basically watering it down so developers can get a free run at everything. And the government seems very reluctant to come and have a conversation.
My name is Winthrop Professor Peter Veth, and I'm an archaeologist from the University of Western Australia, and I've got the Kimberley Chair in Rock Art as well. I've had a long-term interest in the heritage of the Pilbara and Western Australia. The Indigenous Heritage Act is being amended at the moment, and there's a great concern from archaeologists around the country, in fact over 1,000 who are members of the Australian Archaeological Association, to see that these amendments improve the Act rather than diminish the protection of heritage.
There was a lot of passion here today at the Yule River site. What's your reaction to that?
Look, it was actually quite empowering. It was empowering because people acknowledged that mining and contemporary economies actually are the backbone of their future economies and subsistence here. So make no mistake, they're interested in sustainable heritage, working with industry, working with land regulators, but they want to do it in a way where they have some governance, some say, and a place at the table in actually determining how their heritage will be available to their descendants. And as an archaeologist and heritage specialist myself, with over 35 years experience in the Pilbara and the Canning Stock Route and the Kimberley, I'm encouraged to see this clarity of vision.
My name's Tootsie Daniel, and I'm from the Inchipani Aboriginal Corporation, and I'm an Inchipani person. Yes, I've come here today, and what brought me along is the government making new resolutions to our heritage and like giving us no say at all. And there's a lot of heritage sites that need to be protected, not crushed, and mine. It's very sacred. To us, it's very sacred. You can see the mining companies, they can take the land, but they cannot take the our spirits, because our spirit belongs to the land, Christ and the land, and that's what it is today.
That's Tootsie Daniel, a Yindjibandi woman and member of the Yindjibandi Aboriginal Corporation. She was at the Yule River meeting to discuss the government's proposed changes to the Aboriginal Heritage Act. We did contact the Office of the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs regarding this story. A spokesperson said the Minister, Peter Collier, was unable to attend Friday's meeting due to prior engagements. Nobody was available for interview this morning, but we did receive a statement which said that the department's proposed changes to the Act are designed to improve protection, certainty, fairness and consistency. The statement says that the intent of the reforms is to encourage early engagement between land users and the relevant Aboriginal people, and that regulations are currently being drafted to ensure that Aboriginal voices are included in decision making, something that was not included in previous legislation. We'll obviously keep you up to date with any further developments in terms of the Aboriginal Heritage Act. Just a couple of minutes.